Well, there may be a lot of that. A lot of psukim in the Megillah have wonderful Purim songs, so we may be hearing some of those. Pasuk Aleph in Perek Aleph Megillah Sester. By Hebi Mea Achashverosh, and it came to pass during the days of Achashverosh, who Achashverosh, and who was that? That is Achashverosh, who many in the Mefarshim say was either an ordinary person, a hedyot, before he was raised up to kingship, or that he was a Rasha. Hu berisho mitchiloso ad sofo, says Rashi. He was a Rasha from the beginning to the end. Hu Achashverosh. He was always Achashverosh. He should have sought out some therapy, maybe to change. But people don't change, as a therapist friend of mine says. Hamolech mehodu viad Kush, who ruled, who reigned, ruled over Hodu to Kush. And what is that? Sheva ve'esher mumeya medina. 127 provinces. So there are a number of very interesting things about this. What happened to Bavel? What happened to Nebuchadnezzar? How did this Achashverosh get to be a king? So Achashverosh is near the end of the 70 years of the Babylonian exile, as we've been saying. Rashi says, Soshim Shana Shal Golos Bavel. Either he elevates himself or he uses wealth and money and bribes to get himself up there. Many have the tradition that he married Vashti from the royal line of Achashverosh, which is why she looked down upon him so much, because he was a commoner who had married up. He was a trophy husband, and she was the one who had the real kingship flowing in her veins. Lahavdil, we saw some of that with Michal Bas Shaul and David HaMelech, that there's some tension when you're literally a princess. It can make it difficult if you don't see your husband as cut from the same cloth as your father. The Malbim has a tremendous introduction to all of Megillas Esther, where he points out that there's a couple of ways to be elevated to kingship. You can be raised up through might, through Biyar Chazaka, like Nimrod, where you seize power by conquering many lands and being a warlord, essentially. And then there's nobody to gainsay you. You're an entire dictator. Or Hamolech al Yedei Bechiras Ha'am, says the Malbim, somebody who is chosen by the people to become the king. And Achashverosh seems to have been one of those, which is why there's a lot of talk early on in the Megillah about him seeking out the advice of his advisors. When you're ruling by the will of the people, you have to do your best to curry favor with them. And because Achashverosh wasn't royal born, of royal blood, that's going to make it more complicated for him. What are Hodu to Kush? So, there are different opinions as to where they were. Chazal point out, the Ibn Ezra points out, that Madai and Paras and Bavel, of course, were north of Israel. Hodu, and especially Kush, some translated as from India to Ethiopia, are south of the land of Israel. Some say they're next to each other, and Achashverosh ruled around the entire world, going from one to the next. Why 127? So the Gemara, the Medrash brings down that Rabbi Akiva woke up his students when they were misnamnim in the middle of learning by pointing out the 127 connects with the years of Sarah. Sarah Imenu had 127 years that were perfect and completely free of sin. And it's only because of this that her great-granddaughter times 100, Esther Hamalka, could hold sway over 127 provinces. So because Sarah Imenu used her time wisely, her descendants reap the benefit of that. Pasuk Beis Bayomim Hahem. In those days, Kesheves HaMelech Achashverosh Al Kisei Malkuso, when King Achashverosh sat on his royal throne, Asher B'Shushan HaBirah, which was in the capital city of Shushan, which the Malbim points out had never been a capital city before. So we saw this also in Malachim, the idea of moving a capital to Shomron, a brand new city built by Omri and Achav, that there is something to changing the capital city of your realm. Donald Trump, in his 2016 term, moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that was a key moment in world diplomacy. Obviously, everything has gone very well, swimmingly, since then. We've had no problems from the rest of the world over the Jews. Shushan, the capital, Shushan HaBirah, was a palace compound, and there's actually some archaeology about this. which was surrounded by Ir Shushan, the residential part where the Jews lived. If you think about the old city in Yerushalayim, the ancient walled cities, which of course is a big deal when it comes to reading Megillas Esther, and on what day, were differently constructed. There was actually a river between the capital city and Ir Shushan proper, where the people lived. And Gimel Bishnas Shalosh Lamalcho, in the third year of his reign, the third anniversary of him ascending to the throne of Paras Umodai and everybody else under his dominion, Asa Mishtelachol Sarav Va'avodav. He made Apahadi, as one does. Happy anniversary to me. And he made a major party for all of his servants and for all of his sarim, all of his government officials. Who did they include? Chel Paras Umodai, the army, or at least the military leaders of Persia and Media, Paras Umodai, Hapartimim. We have a number of different names for government officials in this Megillah. Partimim is one of those that comes up. The Partimim are the nobles, the Sarei Hamadinos, and the officials from the provinces, Lefanov, who were there before him. So it's a command performance. It's a royal banquet. It's an inaugural. Everybody's going to come. He's been there for 3 years. Now, according to the Medrash, the Ibn Ezra brings down, this is the idea that according to his mistaken math, it's now 70 years since the exile had begun for the Jews. And that means all the Nevi'im who said it was only going to be Shivim Shana were incorrect. They were frustrated. Jewish hopes had been dashed. Most, like the Ibn Ezra, say that this is when he married Vashti, when he thought he was free and clear and wouldn't have to worry about God getting back to him. Paras and Modai were from the same ethnic background, the same racial stock. They had a deal. We'll supply the kings. You supply the governors. If you supply the king, we'll supply the governors. So Ahasuerus was from Paras, the Mamloe says. And so Paras comes first. But Modai is going to be named first near the end because that's when Daryovesh, when Darius the Mede becomes king. And that's the ethnic group that he is connected to. So here we have a big party about to happen. We're part of the problem with Megillas Esther. It's very easy to get caught up. So I'm going to try to cover ground as much as we possibly can. But three psukim today. We'll try to do more next time.